Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of Ve'ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha. This is the Siyata D'Shemaya, the fourth shiur in the first three shiur. And we saw Baruch Hashem, Niflos Mitoras Hashem. And now we will continue again based on Torah Moreno Rosh HaYeshiva, Gaon HaGadol, Reb David Yitzchak Manzatzal. The Gemara Maseches Shabbos in the Flamed Aleph Amid Aleph says that the Ger came to Hillel and he says, "Please teach me the whole Torah regalachas." Hillel says, "Ma'adalach sani l'chayvach lo saved. What's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend." And from this, the Marashah proves that the whole vort of Ve'avta L'Re'acha Kamocha is just not to do evil to your friend. Ve'avta L'Re'acha Kamocha isn't mechayev you to do good to your friend. It's just as mechayev you not to do evil, as you see from this Gemara. He says, what's the klal of the Torah? What's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. He doesn't say to him, do good. And the Marashah understands that he's telling him a word here of Ve'avta L'Re'acha Kamocha. So this is Shver in the Rambam, because the Rambam says there is a positive side, L'Saper V'Shivcho, L'Chus Al Mamono, as we discussed in the previous Shiurim, L'Gmoli Mo Chesed, Nichum Aveilim, Bikur Cholim. The Rambam says there is a positive side to Ve'avta L'Re'acha Kamocha. But how's the Rambam going to deal with this Gemara? Gemara seems to say that it's only negative, and also we see in the Torah, it's in the context of don'ts. So it seemed that it's a don't. Don't do evil to your friend. That's the Ve'avta L'Re'acha Kamocha. What makes things even more difficult is what the Kiryat Sefer writes in Hilchos Deos, that the makor of the Rambam is from these words of Hillel. How can this be the makor for the Rambam? L'choira adarabba punkt fakert. Ein divrei Rambam matimim in divrei Hillel. The Rambam is saying doesn't shtim. Doesn't dovetail with Hillel. It's against Hillel. Rambam is saying it's positive. Hillel is saying it's negative. Don't harm your friend. So based on what we explained in the previous shiurim, we can say as follows: Shebeod shleklapei lachus al mamuno v'ledaber b'shivcho mistama yeshno hadavar bichlal ve'avta kevan sheteva advarimu sheyeshna hanhagazo bein bnei Yisrael me'etzem tiv'am. That while regarding being careful about your friend's money and speaking praiseworthy words about your friend, mistama, this is included in Ve'ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha, Ve'ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha. Why? Since the nature of the matter is that Jews, by their very nature, will relate to each other this way. ולכן הרצון שינהגו עמו כך, אינו רצון בעלם אלו רצון עם בסיס שכך יהיה. And therefore, your desire that your friend should relate to you in such a way that he should be careful with your money, he should speak nicely about you, positively about you, praise about you, is not just the way you want your friend to treat you, but it's actually a desire with a basis that so he will act, שכך יהיה, that so he will act towards you. And this עניין בעיקרו הוא על מניעת עשיית רע שאין כלל מקום שיעשנו איש לרעהו. So primarily, the basis for you to expect something from your friend is on the negative side, that your friend won't do bad things to you. That is really the basis of what you expect from your friend. That's the elementary expectation we have of each other, of all fellow Jews, is that they won't harm us. Be'od sheba'asiyat tov b'ma'asim l'chavero ein hadavar yeshno memela be'etzem hametziut v'hamatzav. While doing good, maisim, to your friend, it is not automatically going to be part of the very fabric of our lives. In general, we don't expect, and it's better not to expect, too many favors from people. It's hard for people to do too many favors. They're busy, and they can't right now, and they're not able to. Maybe a different time, and I'm really sorry, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But that's not really something you should be expecting from your friend. Unless, again, there are a few rare examples that the Rambam himself paskins lahalacha. L'daber b'shivcho, liftos min hashevi, to redeem a captive. That we really expect, that's elementary that we expect from our friends. So again, the ground floor, the baseline, the most basic is that we expect that our friend will not harm us. And above that, a little bit of positive. And that positive is that we expect that our friend will speak positively of us, and we'll be careful with our money, will redeem us from captivity, but not more than that. Ve'al yedei zeh, einam mimeila b'chlal shel ve'avta, shebistama ne'amar bo rak mai de'alach sanei. And therefore, the positive is not going to be included in ve'avta l'reicha kamocha, because bistama, all we have in ve'avta l'reicha kamocha, is that what is hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. Shekanal le'olam yeshna mitziut u'matzav ze bein b'nei Yisrael. That, like we said, this situation of not harming your friend always exists among Jews. Ela shekanit ba'el yeshno adavar gam al harbe asiyot al yedei ze shekshenichtav hadavar b'torah ותחייבו בו בני ישראל זה לזה, הרי על ידי זה נכנס הדבר בכלל הרצון שיעשה לו חברו כן, בין בעשין שיש בבין אדם לחברו, ובין בלא תעשה. But then we have the second floor, which we discussed at length in the previous shiurim. And that is that there are a lot of things that your friend is going to do to you because they are written in the Torah. And that's the Gemilas Chasadim we were talking about. The Nichum Aveilim and the Kvuras Hameis and the Bikur Cholim. We have a Jirash in the Torah. He's going to do this for you because it's written in the Torah. And therefore, you expect it of him if he is a righteous person, as we discussed in the previous year, not if he's not a righteous person. And once it's already expected, because we have a Jirash in the Gemara, to tell us that various chasadim are required of a person, shuv yesh al zeh tachiyuv shel ve'avta l'reicha kamocha. And then once again, there is going to be this obligation of love your neighbor as you love yourself. So then it's going to be included. You wouldn't have included it on your own, but once we have the drasha, because the Torah obligates you, it's included. So we can say that that's what Hillel told this person. Ma'adalach sane ve'idach perusha zilgmor. Those are the magical words. What is hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. And the rest is commentary. Go and learn. Zlachor, we have to understand. Ma inyan idach ze shel kol haTorah, tanu haMitzvot shel ben adam lechaverot, kmo shekteb Rashi, leperusha shel maida alach sanei. What is this inyan of the rest of the Torah have to do with the perish? How's that a perish? What does the rest of the Torah mean? All mitzvot ben adam lechaverot. How are all mitzvot ben adam lechaverot a perish on madalach sane? V'chein shim yesh b'ze zil gemor, harei nimtza shema shelimdo hillel eino kol haTorah. And if there's this inyan of zil gemor, go and learn, so then what Hillel taught him is not kol haTorah. Sharei adayin yesh idach sheyesh bo zil gemor ve'ech matimim hadvarim. It's not kol haTorah because there's still the go and learn part. So how does that work? The Anaf Yosef and the Inyankov in the name of the Samad Chai discusses this Ayin Sham. But based on what we said, harei be'emet hakol yeshno be'avta l'reicha kamocha. Aval, yeshno adavar al yidei zil gemor, את מה שחייבה התורה, שעל ידי זה הוא שישנו הדבר בוואהבת. In other words, it's really all included. Everything's included in ואהבת לרעך כמוך. But the only way to get to that ואהבת לרעך כמוך is through the zil gemor. Because if you do the zil gemor, then you learn what the Torah obligates. Once you learn what the Torah obligates, then that's now going ben am lechavero, that is now going to be included in ve'avta l'reacha kamocha. So indeed, the zil gemor is a perish on ve'avta l'reacha kamocha. You have ma'adalach sani lechavrech lo saved, don't harm your friend, which is ve'avta l'reacha kamocha, according to the Maharshal, and now the Rambam, and ve'idach perusha, the rest is a perish, zil gemor, go and learn. Meaning that go and learn all the things the Torah obligates you, and they will then also be included in what's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. Meaning, what's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend, is what you expect, the behavior that you expect from your friend towards you. So the basis is, the ABC is, don't harm. And then there's v'idach perusha zil gemor. Now also learn what the Torah obligates, because whatever you're expecting of your friend, as we discussed at length in the previous shiurim, is what v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha obligates. The way you expect your friend to act to you, you should act towards him. Now, how do you expect your friend to act to you? A, he's not going to hurt you. And also, he's going to do what the Torah commands him to do. And that's v'idach perusha zil gemor. V'nimtza lefi ze, omer morenu ha-gaon ha-gadol. Be'emet, morenu v'rabenu haya me'al u'me'ever la-gaonut ha-regila. V'nimtza lefi ze, שמצד אחד ואהבת הוא אכן כל התורה על רגל אחת, שראי אכן ישנה רוב התורה בכלל זה. So really, the ואהבת is really כל התורה רגל אחת. Because really, רוב התורה, in other words, the mitzvahs of בין אדם לחברו, are all included in ואהבת לרעך כמוך. On the other hand, you need the וזיל גמור in order to know what's in the ואהבת לרעך כמוך. So you have the basic ואהבת לרעך כמוך, the way you expect your friend to treat you, we need the Zil Gemor to know what to expect. V'hainu she'amar lo Hillel b'stama rak d'ma d'alech sane. Shekavana hi she'ze yeshno kanal memela. Ve'ein tzarich laze Zil Gemor. That's why Hillel said to him, what's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. And that's an automatic. For that, you don't need a Zil Gemor. Aval osif lo Hillel she'yesh mitzvah zo gam chiyuvei ma'aseh. She'klapeihem ba'i Zil Gemor kedei she'yu b'mitzvah zo. But Hillel added that this mitzvah also has chiyuvei maisa, obligations of deeds, that regarding them, we require a zil gemor in order that they should be included in this mitzvah. The positive deeds that you have to do to your friend, you have to go and learn the Torah to find out what the Torah requires. And since the mitzvahs of asiyah are mostly through the zil gemor, לכן לא נקט הלל כלפי מה שאין צריך לזה זיל גמור, אלא רק את מה דעלך סני, שזה ישנה במצווה בכל גוונה. And therefore, what did Hillel teach us? Hillel taught us, Ma da'alach sane l'chavrich lo saved. And what's da'alach sane l'chavrich lo saved? That's a definite. That's always going to be there. That's the basis. So there are two categories here. There's the one category of Ma da'alach sane l'chavrich lo saved. That Hillel can say as a klal, that what's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend, and that's to be expected. That's always going to be there. And then there is the zil gemor. What doesn't require a zil gemor is what's hateful unto you, your friend, that doesn't require a zil gemor. That you don't have to look in the Torah for. Whatever you don't, your friend doesn't want you to do to whatever. What's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. And then There's the Zil Gamor. The Zil Gamor are all the positive things that you have to do to your friend. For that, you have to open up the Torah and see. Ah, the Torah is Mechayiv Bikur Cholim, so I have to be Mevakar Cholim. Ah, the Torah is Mechayiv Hachnasas Kalal, Vayis Ames, so I have to do Nicham Avelim. I have to do those mitzvahs because the Torah is obligating me. So therefore, Hillel is telling you really what we've been saying, that whatever is expected of you, expect your friend, the way you expect your friend to treat you is how you should treat him. How do you expect your friend to treat you? First of all, you expect him not to hurt you. He's your rea, he's your friend, he's your fellow, he's your brother. Why would he hurt you? Of course not. So, madalach sanech havachosave. And that is the avtal reacha kamocha, because that's what you expect. Now, in addition to that, you also expect what the Torah teaches him to do, because he's a person who keeps the Torah. However the Torah expects him to treat you like a brother, you expect that behavior of him. And therefore, that's also going to be included. And that's v'idach perusha zil gemor. V'nimtza. So in Hillel, you also see there are asiyos. What are the asiyos? The v'idach perusha zil gemor, the nichum aveilim, the bikur cholim, the levayis hameis. Kol shehu miguf hamahut shel ha'ish ha'yisraeli al yidei zil gemor. As long as it's part of the very essence of the Jew, because of the zil gemor, because we were commanded in the Torah, and that's who we are, so we're going to do these acts of kindness. וממילא מבואר מזה שכנו גם בעשיות שישנם בלא זיל גמור, וכהנו שכתב הרמב״ם בהלכותיות הנ"ל. And we also understand from this, those asios that exist without the zil gemor, without those that are written in the Torah, like for example what the Rambam said in Hilchos Deos, be careful with your money, speak positively of you. So in other words, the point that Hillel is trying to get across, that the Rambam paskins, is that whatever you're expecting your friend to act towards you, you should act towards him, whatever is part of the Mahusa Isha Yisraeli. So the Rambam understood that it's not harming, like the Maharsha says, and then the Rambam expanded that, and it's also Pashat that he's going to speak nicely of you, and he's going to be careful with your money. And then there's the Zil Gemor, which is look in the Torah, you're also going to expect that of him. And we can also explain the Smag this way, that we mentioned in a previous shiur, that he only writes the shlila of madalech sanei lechavrich lo saved, but then he writes further. Vetnehegi mchaverok kasher yotzer shchaverok metnehegi mo klalo shel davar dealach sanei lechavrich lo taaved. So he adds also, klalo shel davar. What's the klal? That's the klalo shel davar. So b'toras klalo shel davar, this is also true according to the Rambam. This is really the klal. The general principle is that what's hateful, madalach sane, l'chavrich lo saved, what's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. That's really the klal. Now, what are the details of that? The details are, whatever you're expecting of your friend, which would also include positive asios, but the general klal is, that's like the headline is, Dalach sane, madalach sane lechavich lo save. And that's why Hillel said to him this way. Because Hillel wants to tell him the klal, and this is even correct, Lashitas HaRambam. Hillel's telling him the klal. The klal is whatever you expect of your friend, however you expect your friend to act towards you. And even before you get to the Zil Gemor, it's going to be not to do the negative. And then Vayit, you have to get to the Zil Gemor to see what else you expect from your friend. But the Klal Shel Davar is what Hillel said, Alach Sanei Lechavrich Lo Saved. And therefore, it's not Mukhrich to say like the Maharsha, that it's only talking about negative. It's also talking about positive. But this is the general principle is couched in the negative, because that's basically what you're expecting of your friend. But on top of that, you're also going to expect what the Torah commands. And that's what the Kira Sefer says, that Adarab, this Gemara is the Makor of the Rambam, as we explain, because we have the Vidach Pirush Zil Gemor, so that's the Rambam and the positive Asiyos, besides the Adalach Tzanech Lechavich Losavi. Zem Voar, Barambam, Be Pirush HaMishnayot, Be Pe'a, Be Perek Aleph, Mishna Aleph, V'chol HaMitzvot Sheben Adam Lechavero, Nechnasot Be Gmilut Chasadim, All Mitzvot Sheben Adam Lechavero, are including Gmilus Chasad, V'sim libcha aleihem ki timtze'em. And be very conscious about them, because you will find them. Sharei Hillel HaZaken, Kshamar Lo Anochri, Lamdeni, Torah, Al Regel Achat, Amar Lo, De'alecha, Bish, Lechavrech, Lo Ta'aved. As Hillel said to the goy, who said, teach me the whole Torah, Regel Achas, he said, what's hateful unto you, De'alech Bish, it's bad for you, don't do to your friend. So this Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos is very shver. Hillel is talking about Bish, Umad Alachsan. He's talking about doing the bad stuff. What is the Rambam throwing in the Indian of Milos Chasadim for? What is it Milos Chasadim? The Rambam starts out talking about Milos Chasadim. So the answer is what Hillel says, Vayter, Vidach Perush Zil Gamor. So from the Zil Gamor, you can go Vayter and you also get Milos Chasadim. That's also going to be expected from your friend. And that what's include that the Zil Gamor, showing you that it's a mitzvah, includes it in the De'alach Sane that Hillel said. Because the De'alach Sane you're expecting of your friend, and also the Zil Gamor, once you learn that it's in the Torah, he's also going to be expecting that you act him as the Torah expects you to act from him. And that's exactly what the Rambam says. And he says, Sim l'pralem ki timtzein. In other words, Zil Gamor v'timtzein. Exactly what the Gemara says. And then you're going to see that all the mitzvahs are included in what Hillel said. Lahedya, like we explained. So, kol ha'mitzvos shemenan l'chaver nechasos gemilos chasadim. Simli b'chal lehem kitim. Same, that's the Vidach Pirush Zil Gemor. Because Hillel said, Dalach Sane, Dalach Bish, Lechavrech Lo Sabe. What's hateful unto you, what's bad for you, don't do to your friend. In other words, that you're expecting him not to do bad because he's your friend, and you're also expecting him to do good because that's what the Torah says, that's the Vidach Pirush Zil Gemor. Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlan, the Rasag, Mitzis Ese, Yotes, is Marich Maod Ladun Bishitot. שכל שיש עשה ולא תעשה בדבר אחד, ששתמעות בחי גבנה, רק תעשה בעניין המצוות. So he discusses the shita that that if there's an essay and a lois is say בדבר אחד, that you only enumerate the essay בעניין המצוות. He says, if so, there are a lot of mitzvot lois essays that are included in ואהבת לרעך כמוך. Obviously, if you do these losses says to your friend, then you're over on Ve'avta L'Recha Kamocha. So why are they enumerated independently? They should be included on Ve'avta L'Recha Kamocha. According to the Shita, that if there's an essay in the losse B'Dvar Echad, you only count the essay in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. What are all the losse essays that are counter to Ve'avta L'Recha Kamocha doing in the Minyan HaMitzvahs? I ain't sham, and Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perla. Aval afi dvarenu, afshar lo amal kach. Shegam elo tase shelo tigzol. Even the Los Asay of Los Sigzol, Ledugma, as an example, which is Lechora Begeder Madalach Sane, Eino Metchayev Mitzad Atzmo Shiog Lo Yigzolenu Chavero. This isn't Mitzchayev Mitzad Atzmo that your friend shouldn't steal from you. Why? Because your friend needs the money. Your friend needs the money, Chayecha Kodman, and he needs the money more than you need the money, let's say. I know a lot of people like that. They have a lot more money than their friend. Their friend needs their money more than they need their money. So their friend can say, I can steal his money. And there's no v'af l'recha kamocha problem because chayecha kodmin. And you can't say, shemuna chadover be'etzem ma'oto shelo yaseh kein chaviro lo. You can't say that's part of his essence, that he's not going to do that to you. Why not? You got all that extra money. He doesn't have it. So, Hanas Atzma was better for him than Ha'aso Shel Chavero Anigzal. He cares more about his Hana than your Hana, Chayecha Kodman. Just on causing Tsar. There we say that Mitzad Atzma, there's no reason to cause your friend Tsar. That's Mitzad Atzma, but not necessarily Gzela. Gzela, maybe you have a Tsad, you have a Svar that you could steal. Chas Shalom to do it. Chas Shalom, right? But everyone could have such a svar. So even though b'sofo shel davar yesh b'zeh b'chay gav negam etaseh v'deh avta l'recha kamocha, so at the end of the day, one is over and v'avta l'recha kamocha when he steals from his friend. Because lo sigzol is a mitzvah d'oraisa. But, this is the key, there is only anaseh v'avta l'recha kamocha and lo sigzol because lo sigzol is alive in the Torah. If lo sigzol wouldn't be alive in the Torah, there wouldn't be a ve'ahavta on it. Because again, if it wasn't alive, then somebody could steal, and you could say, I'm not over a ve'ahavta, chayecha kodman, I need the money more than he does. So it's well understood, Shalom HaYisrael, take his money. Why then is it included in Ve'ahavta? Because there's a lav. Only once there's a lav, it's included in Ve'ahavta. So therefore, this is an example of a mitzvah, and there are many others that one could somehow justify. And it's only because the Torah asserted it that then it becomes included in Ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha. The Torah not asserted, it wouldn't have been included in Ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha. And therefore, they are enumerated as independent lavin. Wow. Very deep stuff. So, there's a lot more to say. We have a long road ahead of us if we're zoche. We've already seen mamish niflos gedolos mitaras Hashem, and I hope to continue to do so. And Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chayim to continue mirtza Hashem in the next shir, which will hopefully be the fifth. And the ikar is the yasemet hadvarim halacha lemaaseh, to fulfill these words very practically. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.